the Sullivan County funding court meeting to order. And I'm going to ask Julio to do the roll call, please.
Ms. Laughlin?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin's present. Mr. Siegel?
Present.
Mr. Siegel's present. Mr. Sykes is absent. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. Mr. Smith?
Present.
Mr. Smith is present. Mr. Gunther?
Present.
Mr. Gunther is present. Mr. Fleischman?
Here.
Mr. Fleischman is present. And Mr. Brooks?
Present.
Mr. Brooks is present. Thank you.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to look at the meeting minutes from February 25th? And if so, can I have a motion to approve?
I'll make the move.
Thank you, Howard. Second is... Who's giving me a second?
I'll give you a second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. We're now going to look at the bills and communications, which I don't hold there being much, right, Jen? We have...
There's two only, but I'll comment on the second one. There's been an ongoing... I don't want to raise it to the level of a dispute, but there's been an ongoing discussion with the village of Monticello that's not worth further ongoing discussion involving the special district taxes when the IDA was involved in owning Apollo. And based on a call with Jen and Howard, it's, I guess, all of our recommendations. We just pay the village and move on.
It is a dispute, by the way.
Difference of opinion, maybe.
Okay, so we need a motion to approve the schedule of payments.
We'll make it.
Carol made it. Carol Scott made second. Motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Okay, motion carries. So now we'll also do the same. Actually, Jen, you're going to do the staff report, please.
Our staff report, I just do a single report each month. So the one that was included with your IDA agenda packet also touches on our work vis-a-vis the funding corp and the infrastructure LDC. So I don't have any updates with respect to the funding corp staff activities.
Very good. All right. So let's move on to the new business. And the first item for approval is the slate of officers and committee members. Now, this will be the same document. Well, actually, take it back. You have one in this packet, don't we? Or was
yeah, but they're the same exact people in the same exact positions.
Right.
Do we get paid for each committee?
Yep, you get the same thing you get paid for on the IDA version.
Good, so, thank you. Good.
Thank you very much for your service. Okay. So, and if you're a good boy, you'll get assigned one more committee. Proposed office. So I have a motion to approve the officers, please, and the committee members.
So moved.
Paul, okay. Scott second. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay, congratulations. The next one is our first. We have a resolution. Walter, do you want to go through this with us?
The resolution is a resolution authorizing the grant of an exclusive option to purchase real property to the individual who owns the ice company that we see around the local gas stations and other locations with those ice boxes that say Apple Ice. This was a transaction substantially negotiated by the county legislature, but in lieu of going out to a public bid, as a county would have to do to sell excess land, the county wanting this particular party to have the right to purchase this, the county phase two landfill parcel, requested Sullivan County Funding Corp take title, which we did a couple of months ago. And we've now negotiated an option agreement, a right of entry agreement, and a contract of sale with Kono Cimino, who is the individual owner of the various companies that comprise Apple Ice, with a ultimate purchase price if he exercises of $625,000. And be happy to go through the terms of any particular items in the option or in the contract or in the right of entry agreement, but they mirror pretty much with a few date changes what was negotiated by the county legislature in advance of transferring the property to the funding corp.
I take it Apple Ice is a substantive company beyond Sullivan County?
Apple Ice has they work out of and make ice at the former Fryhofer Bakery freezer plant in Hudson, New York, in Columbia County.
Gotcha.
And they have also some type of facility in the Bronx. We have both George Duke and Steve Eglianti on the phone. Maybe George or Steve, can you give Mr. Gunther a little bit of info about Apple Ice?
Hey, everybody. This is George Duke. Thanks, Walter. I can't illuminate too much more on the how substantive they are as far as their financials, but Konos Amino also operates out of Long Island. So his base is out of Long Island, and he's looking to move a substantial portion of his operations up to Sullivan County. So that's why he's excited about this parcel behind the former Apollo. Sorry, I just got my camera going.
Hey, George.
Hi, how are you, everybody?
So there's no real downside to this because that property is vacant to date, correct?
Correct.
The property's vacant, Howard, and, it adjoins on the northerly edge, the former Flap and Marianne C&D landfill, and its westerly boundary is Mount Trashmore. So it's not logical for like a hospitality or residential use, but it's a good parcel for developing a small industrial park, which is what Kono has indicated his plan to do. His plan for the property is to go to the planning board in the village of Monticello to get a subdivision and site plan approved to make lots available for either lease or purchase by users. And he would use one of those lots, or he would expand the existing facility that he purchased previously from Sullivan County, which is the former ARC building, which he now occupies and is going to run a distribution business from.
I'm glad I asked the question because this sounds like a good deal for the county.
It really does.
Yeah, Sullivan County would get 99% of the net proceeds. Sullivan County Funding Corp would receive 1% of the net proceeds for being in the chain of title and cooperating with the county to make this sale occur.
Well, no, also I'm talking about the fact that he's a pretty substantive business moving part of his operation here. That's what I mean.
Yeah, and that's for sure the case, Mr. Gunther, because right now he's running trucks to the mid-Hudson, either from Hudson in Columbia County or from Long Island. So he's got a very large hole in the middle of his distribution area that he'll be able to put, I think he had mentioned at one point, George and Steve, something like 8 to 10 trucks and routes and drivers in Monticello during the ice season to distribute from here, reducing the length of his delivery legs between local customers.
And it's an excellent spot, because what would you do with that other than some ugly manufacturing? So that's a good thing.
You can open an insurance brokerage there.
There's already one on the other side of Mount Trashmore.
If I may, I'd like to announce that I've done business with Cuono for at least 15 years. He does what he says. He says what he does. He can only help Sullivan County in any way, shape, or form. We can help him and welcome him, I think, is in everybody's best interest in Sullivan County. And that's not just here. In other words, I've seen projects that he's done in other areas. We work for him in other areas. I met him in the Monroe area at another project about 15, 20 years ago. He's a man of his word, and he does a beautiful job. We should support him.
Great.
Nice.
Very nice. Okay, good. So is there any more discussion related to this resolution? Otherwise, I'm going to ask for a motion authorizing the grant of an exclusive option to purchase real property located in the village of Monticello to Konos Amino.
I'd make
so moved.
Sean moved it.
Hang on. Sean, are you doing business with him today?
I do business with them on a regular basis.
Yeah, then okay, let's let you not make the motion, yeah, and I'll give you some guidance once we have a motion on the floor.
Okay, who was the other? Scott's it. Moving it. Howard and Scott.
Scott and whomever.
Scott's hand was faster than Paul's voice. We're going to go with Scott and Howard.
I'm devastated.
I know.
You gotta be quick, Paul.
We're not going to let you recuse yourself, though.
Yeah, okay, Sean, so, you should... Sean, you should recuse yourself, and I will mark the resolution that you've abstained from voting since you do business with Kono.
Sounds fine, and that's what we should do in the future if anything comes up with people I do business with?
It depends on the level of your involvement, and I'm always happy to take a call in advance when you see something on the agenda. But if you're currently doing business with them and we have
a
full gamut of folks here, and I suspect that you recusing yourself will have no impact on the outcome of the vote, it's probably just prudent to do so.
Understood. Thank you.
Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and Sean's abstaining. Okay, the motion carries. The next item is, we'll also save for when we go into closed session. So, Walter, then, is there just new business?
I don't believe there is any new business, right?
Does anyone have any new business for the Sullivan County Funding Corp?
I just want to mention, in terms of procedure, both the Funding Corp and the Infrastructure LDC are asked to do their board self-evaluations today. And as, of course, as you know, that can be done in closed session, but they have to happen separately. The ABO doesn't want us to do them both in a single meeting or in a single executive or closed session. So
then, Jen, we can comply with that if we simply have a motion and a second to adopt what you circulated, right?
Right. And really, it doesn't even need to be the board just needs to review and conduct a self-evaluation each year. So it doesn't even have to be
able, right?
Just, well, you've already conducted the self-evaluation and you already have the result here. So you just need somebody to say it's okay. And let's just do it by a motion to keep the ABO happy.
Perfect. So if everyone had a chance to take a look at the evaluation of board performance, what you have there are the tally of scores from the people who submitted their evaluation form. If you, let's get a motion first. We can have a discussion if needed. Otherwise, we'll just vote. So can I have a motion to approve the evaluation of board performance for the Funding Corp? Okay, Carol. Second, Howard. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so now similarly, we're going to recess this meeting.
No, just adjourn.
Adjourn? We're going to adjourn? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Well,
Jennifer, if I could just add something really quickly for Walter and everybody in the board's benefit. I just wanted to let you know, thank you for that vote. And I just wanted to make it clear that I've been instructed, Steve and I have been instructed by Kono Cimino to proceed forthwith. So we're going to finalize the documents that are substantially complete that Walter had sent over already, the option agreements and the right of entry and the contract. So I just wanted everybody to be aware.
Great. And George, I flipped your comments to our new chair, Susie, this morning, and I know she's got a full slate of things that she's working on today, but hopefully by tomorrow she and I can speak and we'll move things along.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Okay. So can I have a motion to adjourn the Funding Corp meeting?
So moved.
Okay, Paul? Second? I'll move out. Carol? All in favor? Okay, so this meeting's now adjourned. One more to go.